Chapter 3. Problem Solving. Getting to Know the Idioms. A. Listening for Understanding. Listen to the following conversation between two characters in a movie about time travel. In Over Their Heads.
A scene from the movie Time After Time, a science fiction drama about travelers through time.
Did you call Dr. Bleep?
No, it slipped my mind.
It slipped your mind? Alfred, this is urgent. I've only got 2 more days to get back to Russia in 1867. If I don't make it, I may never see Betsy again. This is my last chance. Please, don't blow it for me.
Bernie, I don't know if I can help you. I'm doing my best, but I think I'm in over my head this time. Time travel is too complicated, too unpredictable. If hundreds of brilliant scientists haven't been able to do it before now, I probably won't either. I'm just not sure it's possible.
But you said that success was right around the corner. You said that any day there would be a breakthrough. We've got the technology, someone just has to get lucky. Alfred, think of what this could do for you professionally. They'd probably hand you the Nobel Prize. And besides, Betsy's life depends on it. You have to get this project off the ground.
Look, Bernie, you've got to calm down. Odds are there is no way to get there from here. But you've got to believe I'm trying. I can't cut corners. There are certain steps that I have to follow every time I try to reconfigure the neutrons, and it takes time.
I'm sorry, Alfred, you're right. I've got to keep a level head. I know it's not easy, but I believe if anybody can do it, you can.
The problem is that there is no way to predict what is going to happen each time I try something new. I could work on this till the cows come home, and not come any closer than I am now to real time travel. And whenever I experiment with a different equation, there's a whole new set of problems. It's like opening a can of worms. Who knows, I might accidentally blow up the world.
Please don't throw in the towel. You can't give up. Think about Betsy. She's lost in another century. Think how lonely she must feel. What if we don't find her? What if we can't get there in time?
Don't worry about that now. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Hey, Alfred, off the top of your head, do you know what would happen if I put these two wires together? I can't tell what they're attached to.
No! Don't touch those wires!